Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Tech Less podcast. I'm your host, April Rest. And although I told you we were going to be looking at our non-negotiables for our job or for work or for our job search, I decided I wanted to introduce a concept that I thought could immediately impact you now. And that's the concept of energy management. I think so often in our tech industry, we get the sense that in order to reach our goals or in order to improve, we need to be doing all of the things. We need to be doing more. We need to be in a constant state of productivity. And that's just simply not true. I understand where that comes from. I understand, I think there's a lot to do with capitalism and the Protestant ethic and all of those conditionings, right, that have taught us. Our worth is based on what we produce. But if you sense that maybe that's not true for you, you're in the right spot. And I'm here to give you permission to believe that. So there's two main resources in regards to energy management that I want to introduce to you. And then we will go into an exercise that will help you gain a little bit more clarity on where you're spending your time. Really, what that is doing for you, if anything, and what options you have to delegate that, eliminate that, or maybe rethink how you're approaching that type of a task or activity. So the first resource I want to give to you is a book called Do Less by Kate Northrup. And this book has been so transformational for me, so much so that for Christmas holiday, I gifted it to, I think, most of the women who are close to me in my life. It is geared towards women and helping women, helping ambitious women essentially achieve more or feel, better by doing less. But I do think that there are a lot of concepts in there that are beneficial to all people. And some of the things that really stuck out to me were, number one, just giving ourselves permission to kind of get off the hamster wheel, if you will, and just accept, that maybe you don't have an endless pool of energy. I know I don't. And she offers us some practical tips on how to go about scheduling your day and how to go about kind of scheduling your weeks if you have that kind of flexibility, which I know a lot of us really don't because we work 9 to 5s and, there may or may not be demands on our time from clients or colleagues. And so it's not always the most realistic with our current constraints to have complete flexibility over our day. So I get that. But she offers us just a really good perspective, I think, on understanding kind of where we come from as a society and this feeling that we need to constantly be productive and is challenging that with, a lot of us, we don't have infinite amounts of energy, right? I think there's this misconception that we can just continue to work harder, but we're not machines. And that really, I think the concepts in her book were, what spurred this idea, this initial idea for the podcast and, you know, being tech less. I mean, her book is literally called Do Less. And I was very inspired and I named the podcast Tech Less, right? Because it's all about like, how can we enjoy our work more and increase our income and have better performance without having to do more or without having to be more stressed or without burning out, essentially. And so some things to think about with that are, you know, starting to pay attention of like, where are your energy levels? What does make you feel good? What drains you? And we'll do an exercise in just a few minutes here to kind of help walk you through that. But I would definitely encourage you, all people, to pick up that book. There are some parts in it that may not apply to all people because she talks about, you know, like women's menstrual cycles and how that can really affect our energy and how like biological men are on kind of a different energy rhythm like every day, whereas like biological women are more so on like a monthly rhythm. And I wasn't really going to get into that in this episode. I just think that that book and that work were so pivotal for me. I just remember feeling so seen. And Kate, if you're out there, I would love for you to come on the podcast. That would be so cool. The other resource that I wanted to introduce y'all to is called Human Design. And Human Design was recently introduced to me, I think back in January. And it is, according to the Jovian Archive of Human Design, it is the synthesis of ancient and modern sciences and has proven to be a valuable tool for human understanding. So with this system of Human Design, you can discover what makes you different from anyone else. And it offers insights into our psychology. It also offers strategies and techniques for making the correct decisions that will lead to a life of more ease and fulfillment. I was really shocked with my Human Design. If you've been listening to this podcast, you probably have heard me talk about my struggle with consistency and that I always have so many ideas, but when it comes to execution, it can be really difficult for me. And lo and behold, when I did my Human Design, I found out that I was a manifester, which pretty much just means, I'm definitely going to oversimplify this, but it means that I am naturally skilled in initiating and rallying other people around like an initiative or a cause. But I have a finite amount of energy and I don't like to be in a box and, you know, execution is not my strong suit, or maybe not my strong suit, but like not my natural inclination. And it just was so eye-opening because when I was learning first about my Human Design and speaking with Dr. Nicole, who I will share down here in our resources and our show notes, you know, I just remember thinking like, but like, I'm actually really good at executing, you know, like I'm a project manager and I'm really good at executing, yada, 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 yada. And, you know, I remember she kind of called me out and she's like, well, like, yeah, like you can be good at something. You can learn those skills. But what you really have to ask yourself is like, do you feel at ease? do you feel like you're in like a flow state? And I was like, oh, well, no. I mean, and I was just talking with a client about this the other day, like, you know, as a project manager, taking notes and sharing follow-ups, which I know PMs get a bad rap for, like, that's all they do, which there's so much more that I do, but like, that's something that's really important, is to keep the communication and the knowledge management together. And that is not something that comes easy to me. Like, it takes a lot of effort for me, and I do it well because I'm like a little bit of a control freak in that regard, but it's not something that comes easy to me. And I just thought through this human design like exercise that I did, like how interesting that, you know, I've been conditioned, and I've also conditioned myself to be kind of this like workhorse, when really I'm meant to be like the person that gets us all started, but I'm not the person that is like supposed to keep us going or supposed to be the one to like close out the race. And it just was almost like so healing for me to have these two resources. I'm not like, I don't know if synchronicity is a word, but to coincide at almost the same time in my journey was just so, again, helpful and healing, because I went from feeling like in order to reach my goals, in order to, you know, have the income that I wanted in life, in order to have the flexibility that I want with my work, that, you know, I was just going to have to burn the midnight oil and kind of like sacrifice myself and sacrifice my well-being. I went from that to starting to picture this possibility of, you know, I think there's an expression that's like, there's more ways to get to some place than a straight line. And sometimes the fastest way to get somewhere isn't a straight line. Something like that. But I just remember these two resources being so impactful in my own story, and giving myself permission to not feel like I was a piece of shit because I wanted to go rest or take a nap, or, you know, not go out at night, or, you know, say no to that dinner so that I could have alone time with myself. Things that, you know, I'm sure you've probably heard the phrase of like, well, you can sleep when you're dead. And I'm pretty confident that some sort of a generator or manifesting generator, which are the types of like human design that do kind of have like a go, 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 and like that's their natural way. They're like the workhorses. I'm sure they came up with that quote because that probably was not a manifester who came up with that quote. But I will link in more about human design. You can check out the person that I've worked with. I wish this was an official brand sponsorship, but it's not. She doesn't even know that I'm like tooting her horn. I just really, really, I've learned so much about myself. And I think the biggest thing is just like giving myself permission to like be me, and to allow myself the luxury and the privilege of what feels like peaceful to me. Which is my, like, again, as a manifestor, that's my, like, my happy state is not like being happy. It's being at peace with myself, or being at peace with the world. And each type has different, like, different, like, ideal states, for like the positive emotion, and also for like the negative emotion. I would really, really encourage you to check that out. I just think it's just been really healing. And don't get me wrong, I was a little skeptical of it at first, but I like to say, like, I don't care if it's a placebo, if it works. So I don't care if it sounds kind of woo-woo or kind of out there, if it works for me and it's been working for me. So, like, rah-rah, here we go. I wanted to leave y'all with something that you could do today to start understanding, like, your energy a little bit more, and something that you could do to, like, improve your energy management. And so I've got an exercise for us. Let me just pull it up here. Okay. So what I want you to do is, you can either, like, do this now and just pause it, or you can come back to it. But what I want you to do is get out a piece of paper or open up your computer, take a snapshot of your calendar over the last, like, 2 to 4 weeks. That's reflective of a typical week for you. So choose a week that was, like, pretty average. And then I want you on your piece of paper to write out a table. It's going to be two columns. One is going to be energizing and one is going to be draining. And I want you to do this for your professional work and then, like, your personal life. You can also do it all together, or you can separate it, just depending on how you like to look at it. And I want you to go through that 2 to 3 week period and pull out all of the activities that were energizing, put that on the left column, and then pull out all of the activities that are draining to you. And then after you've done that initial assessment, I want you to think about, from the energizing column, what do you want to protect the most? AKA, like, what do you want to not give up? Right? Because this is all about, like, auditing where you're spending your time and removing things that drain you or that aren't important, and keeping the things that energize you. So what are the things that you definitely don't want to give up? So write those down underneath, or you can circle them in your energizing column. And then from the draining category, I want you to think about what could be eliminated. What's something that you might be doing at work that's, like, not within your scope? It's like, you might think that it's going to help you get a raise, but maybe it's actually not. Like, maybe it has nothing to do with your actual role, OKRs. So what can be eliminated altogether? You know, I'll give you a good example. Like, the company that I work for, they are always sending, like, all sorts of emails that 99% of them are not relevant. And there's one in particular that I know is not relevant for me in, like, my business unit. And so I don't even spend my time reading those anymore. Like, we've already been told by leadership we don't need to read them, but I was reading them anyway. And it's like, why, April? It's draining. It wastes my time. Just eliminate it. Don't even give myself that opportunity. So when it comes in, chow, it goes straight to the trash can. So think about, from the draining category, what can be eliminated, delegated, or reimagined so that they aren't so draining. I'll give you an example. I think delegated may be a little bit easier. I mean, I know that, like, it can be difficult to actually delegate. We can talk about that probably, I don't know, maybe in some other episodes. So let me know if you'd like to talk about that. But reimagined, what I mean by that is, you know, is there some other way you can kind of, like, come at that activity or task? If you're not able to eliminate it and you're not able to delegate it, like, how might you reimagine it? And I'll give you an example. So for my client, I am responsible for creating all of our Jira tickets. And at the time, eliminating that really wasn't like an option, right? Like somebody has to create the Giro tickets. At the time, it also didn't really make sense to delegate it. I think now I probably could delegate that, but at the time it didn't really make sense to delegate it. However, I knew like there is no way in hell I'm gonna sit here and create like 80 to 200 tickets manually every single week. Like that would have been, I don't know, maybe like two or three of my business days of work, which is just ridiculous, right? It's draining. It's like manual. It's like low value for the effort that it takes. And there's just, were so many other like more strategic collaborative activities that I wanted to be working on, right? But it's still very important because we have to have the tickets created to get the work like slated and actually worked on. But I reimagined like, okay, well, how could this possibly be a little bit different? And I came up with, I'd worked with Jira before, like I knew you could bulk import. So I came up with a process where we could mass create these tickets, came up with like the prep file, the prep process, you know, the post import steps, all the things. And now I think I'm saving maybe 5 hours a week doing it. It's been over a year since we implemented that. And now we're even thinking of reimagining that again. And we're reimagining it by, okay, how could we possibly have this process, the full intake process, be out of Jira so that the requests are already created in Jira from our stakeholders, you know, and then setting up automation so that it requires less like human intervention. And so again, that's just an example of like, well, we really can't eliminate it. Yes, like we can delegate it, you know, now, and also like we're reimagining it. I think there's other, some other things too. Like I was funny, I was talking with a friend the other day and like, I don't check my mail very often. I live on a really large hill and like the mail's at the front of the house and like we come in and out at the back of the house, like just like kind of like your classic excuses, right? And she goes, well, why don't you ask like the person that comes and cleans your house if they can add that like to their biweekly routine? And I hadn't even thought of that. And I just was like, wow, that's amazing. Cause then I'll be getting my mail every 2 weeks. And I really don't get like any important pieces of mail, but maybe for like one thing a month. So every 2 weeks is fine for me, although I'm sure the post office doesn't like that. But the point here is when you're going through this, also maybe brainstorm with someone that knows you. Or maybe brainstorm like with your account director at work or your manager at work, like bring these tasks to light and just see what kind of like brainstorm conversation might possibly come up from it. So again, that first table is like, what are your activities that are energizing and draining? And then circle the ones that you definitely want to keep in the energizing category. And then have another table with three columns that has eliminate, delegate, and reimagine. And then from the activities that drain you, you're going to make a determination whether you're going to eliminate them, delegate them, or how you might possibly reimagine. And then I think probably the most important part of this, because it's like fine and dandy to do this energy audit, but if that then collects dust and we never take action on it, like it really was just another activity that like we wasted our time doing. And so what I want you to think about is what boundaries you're going to need to put in place with yourself in order to execute on like what you want to keep, what you want to eliminate, what you want to delegate, and what you want to reimagine. So just think about like, are there any boundaries that you're going to have to keep with yourself? And then are there boundaries that like you need to discuss with your manager or your colleagues? Or just, again, I'm thinking about like side requests where like you really have no business working on those things, like if you're going to delegate that or completely eliminate that, like, well, then what kind of boundary are you going to have when that happens? And how are you going to handle that? So thinking through that, and I would love, love, love to hear what you come up with. So please, please, you can DM me on LinkedIn. That would be amazing. I would love to hear like what you're keeping, what is energizing to you. If any, like any realizations popped up for you in this episode, and what boundaries you're going to put in place to keep the things that really make you feel good, and then what you decided for the rest. Well, it's that time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tech Less podcast. If you found value, I welcome you to leave a 5-star review. And if and when you're ready, here's how I can help. You can subscribe to this podcast to keep receiving tips and tricks on navigating your career and well-being in the tech industry. You can also follow me on LinkedIn for more content on career growth, delivery excellence, and work-life balance and your workload. You can also DM me on LinkedIn to apply to work with me one-on-one to improve your satisfaction with life and with work. Until next time, wishing you a great week. Bye-bye.